Do you remember hearing about, you probably haven't seen it, but in the old days they used to cook cornbread in the ashes of a fire? Do you remember what that was called?
No, I don't. I never seen that done.
Yeah, most people nowadays just, you know, don't remember at all. It was their grandparents or great-grandparents. Okay, what do you call soft cornbread if it's served in a bowl with a spoon?
I don't know. I've never seen that.
Okay, I think this isn't a very good definition, but would you ever use the words mush or gruel? Or?
Well, I've heard talk of mush and gruel, but I didn't know how to fix it.
Uh-huh. Okay. What do you call bread that's in loaves made out of white flour?
Well, they call that bread loaf.
Okay. Do you call it anything different if you buy it at the store? Or different from when you make it at home?
Well, if you get it at the store, we call it loaf of bread.
Okay. What do you call a round pastry about that big that has a hole in the middle?
Well, they call that donut, don't
they? Okay, I do. And, you know, sometimes when you make breads, you can use baking powder or baking soda or something. But you can also use something else to make it rise.
Yeast.
Okay. Is there a difference between yeast donuts and baking powder donuts?
I really don't know about that. I don't know about that.
Okay. What do you call the round flat cakes that you cook on a greased skillet and you eat them with syrup?
Oh, you talking about hot cakes?
Yeah.
Yes, I made a many hot cakes. I think that's what put so much fat on me.
Oh, but they're so good.
They are so good. They was. I don't bother with them now.
Take too much time?
No. It takes too much.
Know what you mean. I have to worry about that for my husband. What do you call meat from the side of a hog that's salted but not smoked?
The middling meat. They call it middling.
Oh, okay. And what do you call pressed meatloaf made from hog jowl and hog head?
They call it, some people call it hog head cheese.
Have you ever heard it called anything else?
Some says south meat, and I don't know what the right name is.
Okay. What do you call the hard thing in the middle of a cherry?
The core.
Okay. And how about the hard thing in the middle of a peach?
That's a kernel.
You know, some peaches come away from the kernel
pretty
easily. Yeah,
they're so flare seed peaches.
Okay. And what about the ones that stick?
Well, they say that's pressed peaches.
Okay. And can you tell me some beans that don't have to be shelled? You just pick them and
snap walk. Beans.
Okay, and how about ones that do have to be?
Well, there's a butter bean.
Uh-huh. Is that the same as lima bean?
Yeah, it's the same as lima bean.
And what do you call the tops of turnips that you can eat?
Well, we just call them turnip tops.
Okay. And what do you call corn that you just go out and pick and shuck and boil and then eat with your hands?
We call it roast ears.
Darn good. And do you have a name for, you may not have these either, for a little animal that looks like a squirrel, only it's smaller than a squirrel?
A ground mole?
I think I'm thinking of something a little bit different. Do you have chipmunks or ground squirrels? That again is North Georgia.
I guess that's what it is.
And what do you call an animal that's black with a white stripe down its back?
Oh, skunk.
You ever had any dealings with skunk?
Yeah, I've heard talk of them. I've seen them. My brother used to hunt, and he used to catch them and bring them home. My mom would make him take them away. Those things stink so bad you couldn't hardly stand